The theme of this program is images, but there is a hidden theme at work. My birthday is June 5th, and I am giving myself the present of presenting you not only with the fine violin playing of my son's wife, Elizabeth Kufrath, but with the most recent work of mine, which we'll hear next. It is called The Pleiades, and it is a piece for seven players written in seven movements, one for each of the seven sister stars in the famous constellation. I wrote the first sketch of one of the movements of this piece in the summer of 2001, but I didn't get around to really working on it until the following summer. I completed it in the summer of 2003. The premiere took place in February 2004, with Dan Welcher conducting the new music ensemble of the University of Texas at Austin, and it is that performance we'll be listening to. I'm going to read you the program notes I wrote for that occasion. Under the title is a quote from Alfred Lord Tennyson. "Many a night I saw the Pleiades rising through the mellow shade, glitter like a swarm of fireflies tangled in a silver braid." Then, my notes. The star cluster known as the Pleiades has long been a source of awe and inspiration. It has been called the meeting place in the skies of mythology and science. From earliest time, a peculiar sacredness attached to them, and their concern with human destinies was believed to be intimate and direct. Ancient cultures thought them the center of the universe. In Australia, Mexico, India, Paraguay, South Africa, the Solomon Islands, people revered them as ancestors, used them as guide to their agricultural seasons, or timed their calendars and feast days with the clusters rising. This cluster, which has been traveling around the Milky Way for over 100 million years, includes many stars, but the seven most visible are at least 40 times brighter than our own sun, and the brightest Pleiad, Alcyone, is 1,000 times more luminous. Surrounding these stars is a beautiful nebula, a blue haze of stardust. In The Pleiades, the prelude and each of the tiny intermezzos between the movements of the piece allude to this stardust. In this work for seven players in seven movements, each movement features one of the instruments prominently so that it shines out above the others. Alcyone is flute, Electra cello, Taygeta percussion, Asteropi horn, Merope viola, Celino oboe, and Maya violin. The Pleiades are often referred to as the Seven Sisters. Maya was the firstborn and most beautiful of the sisters. If you look into the heavens and find the Pleiades, you may only be able to see six stars. There are many myths regarding the seventh disappeared star. Over the course of 4,000 years of storytelling, almost every star in the Pleiades has been named as the one that stopped being visible to the naked eye, and there is a story to go with each one. I have chosen Merope to be the star that disappeared. In legend, she married Sisyphus, a mortal and a criminal to boot. She was so ashamed to be the only one of her sisters with a husband in the underworld that she deserted her six starry sisters in the night sky and has never been seen since. Electra's lament is for the destruction of Troy, which was founded by her son Dardanos. Although each movement of the piece has its own shape and level of magnitude, they are made of the same stuff and linked by a common destiny. The music will flow from one star to the next, through the stardust, without stopping. Now I'll tell you the movement titles and the featured instruments. Dance of Alcyone, the leader, flute. Electra's Lament, cello. Taygeta, the exuberant, percussion. Asteropi, the romantic, horn. The Disappearance of Merope, viola, Celino the pensive, oboe, and Maya the reverend, violin. Between each movement is a tiny intermezzo, which serves as transition and as common bond from one idea to the next. Now, The Pleiades by your host, Catherine Michelle. I hope you enjoy it.